No, TikTok doesn't deserve fuck, but my fucking followers do. The followers have been so fucking loyal, so fucking much. I mean, what is that in your mouth? Oh,
You're not the only
okay.
one with
Yeah,
legal weed
no, put that
anymore,
away, put that
asshole.
away, put it away, put it away. I'm not sponsored by them. What are you thinking?
I might. They're down the road from me. They're made up in Michigan. I mean, in Michigan with me.
Yeah, but no, I can't see your weed plants even with your light on. They're out of frame.
Oh, they're fucking huge now.
I'm good. That's great. I'm glad. I'm glad you
I'm
have healthy plants. All right,
good at
guys.
this
By
shit.
the way, this is the podcast. This is the what
Oh.
eight? This is probably gonna be, dude. I've lost count. It's probably gonna be the eight.
Think it's the seventh or
No, no,
eighth
no,
one.
no, 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 no.
You've
I've
only
done other
uploaded three at
recording.
this point.
Yeah,
So
that's what I'm saying.
everybody that watches this, bring it up that he's only uploaded three at this point, and he's not uploading any. So chew his ass.
Listen, in my defense, I've been going through some shit, okay? But
You, I got murdered.
okay, hold on,
I
hold
got
on.
bent over. I got bent over, good sir. They dropped my pants and they stuck a
Oh,
corn cob in my
yeah.
ass and they
TikTok
kicked
banned
me.
you.
I
Yeah,
got banned.
that's
And now they
okay.
won't. They're slowly letting
Continue
me.
to send them emails. Like, I mean, seriously, like, go to the little thing to email them and just continuously every day write a nice email explaining, hey, listen, I try very hard. No, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to try. No? Okay.
I got the internet show coming out, mate. I don't give a fuck about TikTok. TikTok's
I'm
over the
really
world.
excited for that.
TikTok's
It's raining
over.
sideways.
Oh, I told you about that. Oh,
Yeah,
you
yeah,
reviewed
yeah,
that
yeah, yeah.
one. I got a per. I'll give you guys the first sketch idea, which is not really a sketch idea, but it's okay. So as what we do is we report the news, the actual news, world news, unbiasedly, but we do it in an Anchorman, like the Anchorman, the movie, comedy fashion style. So there's still skits. It's gonna kind of be like a TV channel. Like Fundy will regularly be involved and be on it. You're gonna see him regularly for whatever he wants to do, and pretty much, I mean, other
I'm
than
pretty much
like,
good. I'm multifaceted, you know.
yeah. So.
I'm what you would call slightly talented, slightly
Ever so slightly.
ever so just a sprinkle.
Just
No,
a sprinklage.
no, I understand. I've recorded an episode with Preston Stewart, but he only had an hour and a half because he I probably no, I think an hour. That was an hour
Motherfucker, you
episode.
told me. Oh, wow. I
Yeah,
see
but
how it
Preston
is.
had such a tight schedule. He had to go a
Oh,
specific
he doesn't
date.
have a tight schedule.
He
He's fucking
does.
on. He's on TikTok. I don't
He's
care,
on
Preston, if you're
TikTok.
going to
He runs a
see this.
YouTube. You know,
It's.
hold on, hold on. He's
Oh, he runs a YouTube
in the
now?
military. He's in the military. He
You
has a
still.
he has young kids. He has he has to,
Well,
you
rest in
know, do
peace,
his
the
TikTok. He
relationship
has
with
to
those
do
kids
his.
and
He
him.
has to do his. No, he has to do his YouTube account.
I'm
So
joking.
like, he has all that shit, and that's fine. I don't like shit. I haven't even had One Punch Dad, who still wants to be on the podcast, but he's been so
I'd
busy.
love to have him back. I got to talk to him just for that little short
That's
amount of time.
habitual. That's
No, that
that
wasn't.
one
No, it was One
Riley.
Punch Man.
That's that
No,
one
it was One
Riley.
Punch Man. We didn't do the podcast with him, but we did have a conversation that one day.
Oh yeah, no, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
Me
that
and him were
hit.
shooting the shit. Me and him got along pretty well.
I was so mad that the fucking recording died.
Oh, that's right. You were fucking recording and it fucking
Yeah,
died.
it corrupted. Oh, I was so mad. It
See,
rarely
this is
happens, but
Chinese. The Chinese did it. They
oh
infiltrated your
my
computer
God.
and then they just.
Fuck no. Dude, I just did a scan
Well.
of my. I just did a. You know how long the virus scan took to scan all of my drives? Minus one because it's been taken out.
What?
18
Oh, you
hours.
took it
It
up.
took 18
Damn.
hours to do a scan, and I think I got what 12 different issues settled, and then I don't know. It said I had 1,600 passwords. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second. I know I've had a lot of passwords in my life, but not that many.
I was wondering what the fuck that was on my floor. I was like, oh, it's my fucking jacket.
But to update to everyone why I haven't been uploading episodes, I've just been in the thick of it. So tonight,
I didn't brush my beard.
when I'm doing my night call with, I'm going to release the stop rubbing your nipples.
What?
This is how you
I
get
thought the camera was off.
demonetized. You
What?
get
How does that get
demonetized though.
demonetized for doing that?
Nipple rubbing?
Aaron Rodgers
Then
did it on fucking Sunday Night Football. Come
No, but
on.
I'm excited to release those episodes. The Preston Stewart one I'm gonna upload not only to TikTok but also to YouTube and stuff like that. We didn't do shooting the shit, we talked more formally. We talked about, the morality of getting payback because the under Ukrainian mindset, unless they really focus on themselves to just wanting to end the war, they want to get back at the Russians because
Oh
of
yeah.
shit they've done.
I don't really blame him either, to be honest.
I get that, but at the end of the day, we can't be, like, at the end of the day, getting revenge is not going to make this conflict end any sooner.
You got to think about it, though. That's 200, that's like going on 400 or 500 years of fucking revenge!
And on top of the things that they've done since 2014, on top of the things that they did recently and all the war crimes they committed?
It has a lot to do with what happened during the Soviet Union and Stalin's fucking Great Revolution, which really just starved destroyed the Ukraine. The purge, his communist fucking...
A million plus civilians killed for political reasons, yep.
Well, a lot of it for the Ukraine was famine.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about, like, it's just a lot of resentment between these two peoples. They want to end it.
Well, I mean, think about it. It's like, if you got a whole group of people that starve your people and then turn around and send your ass into machine guns and fucking constantly fucking destroy your political system. As soon as you get your own independence... They can't help but resist a fuck with it. Like, also, and you're not the aggressor.
Yeah, people are saying, oh yeah, Ukraine didn't accept the fucking agreement. So, first of all, gave away all their nukes.
The Russian nukes that they had left over.
I know, but like, technically people read this one fucking agreement that describes how Russia is eventually going to get some type of land. It don't matter. At the end of the day, they agreed to give... the Soviet nukes up to the Soviets, back to the Soviets, in reference of just leaving us the fuck alone, they haven't.
Took me a second to remember whether or not they gave it to us or if we gave it back to them. I could have swore the agreement was between United States and them, NATO. Give up your nukes and we guarantee you protection.
Yeah.
And I thought that was my understanding.
Yeah, plus also Russia agreed to just quit it. But, you know, that was during Mikhail Gorbachev's time period.
That was back when they were kind of chill, when they wanted McDonald's and KFC and shit.
Yeah, where they were.
They really like fucking Pepsi.
I mean, shit, Pepsi's okay. No, it's not. It's disgusting. No.
Be a true man. Become an alcoholic.
Brother. No.
Hangs around with Wisconsinite for only half a year, and he finally came on stream with a drink. Salute!
I've had a drink every single call, like most of them. But no, this one's a nice drink. It's a little bit of Fireball, coffee liquor. It's 1 ounce.
Fireball.
It's like maybe quarter of an ounce of Fireball, like super little. It's just enough to give a very essence of a cinnamon taste. All right, but it's.
Oi! Wait a minute. Is that a Twitch shirt?
It's 1 ounce. It's one. Oi!
Is that a Twitch shirt? I thought you denounced Twitch. Yeah, you didn't think about this.
It's a comfortable ass chair. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Do you know the cup I use every goddamn morning for coffee is a Twitch? Look how faded that fucking cup is, by the way.
Damn, that fucking old. Well, if we're going to rep our shirts, this is one of my buddy's bands, It's Over, out of Portage, Wisconsin. I highly recommend listening to Until It's Over.
Most people can't read metal text. So
I know, but Until It's Over, and I personally guarantee when it comes to the local music scene of Wisconsin, I've seen pretty much everybody there is, and they are, for metal,
Hashtag not ad, because I'm not being paid.
Yes, we're not getting paid for that. Taylor promised to hook me up with a Cane Corso puppy for a discount, but that was a long time ago. So I think if I shamelessly plug his band here quick, he breeds Italian Cane Corso brindles. They're beautiful.
Gonna say the person's name, but you know the person that I agreed not to talk about on podcast. Hold on, I'm gonna.
Oh, it's my cat. I thought that was a demon.
Hold on, I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna send you a text message. But no, look at your Snapchat. Look at your Snapchat real quick. I want one, but I also want a Kangol because I want to have my own land, and in order to protect my property and protect my livestock from.
You didn't send me a picture. You sent me a picture of your dick.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Nice cock, bro.
I didn't send it. I haven't. I know. You know why? Because I haven't been taking shit. You know why? Because it's no nut November. Motherfucker, I keep track of my shit. No, but I want that or a Kangol, because come on, Kangols are fucking massive dogs.
Oh yeah,
and they're some of the healthiest breeds in the world. I don't want to deal with fucking health issues other than hip dysplasia and an eyelid issue. It's like,
well, big dogs generally deal with like fucking hip some issues like that.
These dogs live to 13 to 14 years, which is a long time for a big dog. Like, it's definitely not. I mean, I wouldn't call it a heartbreaker. I call Great Danes heartbreakers.
Oh, yeah, because of stomach flip.
No, everything. They just don't live long. They're not.
Oh, I thought like their biggest issue with Great Danes is when they run, their fucking stomachs will flip over.
Like 8 years. 8, 9 years. I'm just like, no. Fuck that.
My pug is like 15. I got a 15.
That pug needs to be put down. That's too old.
No. He won't throw in the towel. He refuses to quit. The vets put it this way, is like, as long as he's food motivated, he wants to live. Have you ever seen a pug around food? This is just unfair. He's not going to fucking die. The motherfucker is not going to die. He's an immortal dog at this point. Like, I shit you not. Francis, you fat fuck, come here. He's waddling this way. Give it a second.
Oh, my God. Of course you got named him Francis. No.
Francis of the filth. Filthy Frank.
So, we have a lot to talk about when it comes to the Ukraine war. First of all, yes. Holy
hold on.
Shit.
Speaking of that, give me a second.
What is this man doing? For audio listeners, he's walking away because he's grabbing the dog. I mean, if you want to see the dog version, make sure to check out the YouTube version after you listen to the audio podcast, because the audio podcast supports us and all the things we need to do.
I'm going to show you something that is the definition of a brick.
Oh my God, that is fucking adorable. It's so fat.
Just burn to the mic. Go, Frankie.
That dog is blind. That is a blind, fat, 15-year-old pug that has his that pug don't have teeth. Oh my God.
Oh, he's right there. Hold on. I must return the pug back. Come here, you chunky fucker.
Oh my God.
I give it your pug its back.
Oh my goodness.
Sapoogs!
Your dog has no teeth. It's blind. It's fat.
No, he's got teeth. He's slightly
blind.
Why
is his tongue? Why is his tongue?
Oh, pugs do that. They always hang their tongue out the right side of their mouth. Like, it's just a fucking pug thing, bro. I thought the same thing. Like, I thought he was kind of like...
Beer 2.
Da, da, da.
Beer 2. But, there you go.
This is... Yeah, sure. Beer 2.
So, let's talk about the most recent
events.
I am not
a professional. No.
Yeah, let's talk about more of the recent events. Russia has done... a lot of things. Let's talk about the bridge. The bridge exploded. We all remember. And that was a pretty... we don't know if that was a terrorist act, but regardless...
I'm not calling shit a terrorist act, but at the same time, it's not cool to strike innocent civilians.
Did any civilians get killed in that situation?
I'm not sure if there were, but I know damn well that there was a car. There was a car. I saw the video. There was a car going this way, and when that happened, that car was gone. That car was...
in times of war, I mean, in comparison, I'll give them credit. It's kind of hard to strike a bridge, but not what the fucking, you know what? The most recent bridges near Kherson have been knocked out by the Ukrainians from HIMARS, which is totally badass. But now we all know how Russia retaliated. They retaliated with, you know,
a lot of kamikaze strikes and cruise missiles.
A lot of kamikaze strikes, a lot of missiles. They used a fuck ton of missiles, which is honestly just going to continue to worsen the conflict, because here's the issue. They're running. I talked about this in the last episode with Preston, is that they are running out of missiles. They are running out of smart missiles. And once out of smart missiles, they're going to go with fucking, you know, S-300 missiles, which on ground attack mode are hopefully inaccurate. They are just... a peppering. They'll randomly hit whatever they want. It means civilian apartment buildings. It means hospitals. It means it's just a crap ton of things. And I hope the Russians start realizing, oh, that's not a good idea, and won't do that. But they're not gonna. They're gonna bomb the hell out of it. And Kherson has, as of right now, is currently not in Ukrainian hands, but has been completely almost it's about 90% there evacuated by the Russians.
Which now, the thing is it really being fully evacuated, or like, that's my thing here, is like, it's clear the Kherson region and Kherson itself does not side
Kherson. It's
my wiener.
My wiener. Continue.
Anyway, yeah, like my waiter, it's silent. No, okay. Fucking. So, I lost my train of thought. You son of a bitch. Come on, you gotta remember, I got the fucking brain power of two slugs fucking on a log. Like, it's, no, no.
You're talking about okay. Hirsan.
Yeah, so Hirsan region, when it comes down to that, with them, is the civilian, it's been shown the civilian population does not side with the Russians there. There's been partisan activity since the start of the war and since the occupation of Hirsan. So with all of these people getting, with all of these people getting pulled out of there, I wouldn't say it's willing, but at the same time, they gotta be telling these people something's about to fucking happen that would make them up their entire lives and literally go into Russia.
No. So the people that have been leaving are the pro-Russian Russians or Ukrainians that were shipped into Kherson when Kherson was occupied.
Right? Oh, like they did in the fucking Crimea?
Yeah. Those motherfuckers. They've done that in every region they've had. Period.
I was watching the fucking, well, I mean, it was, I watched the Ukrainian, so the Western, and then I also watched a little bit of Russian here and there to just kind of figure out what the fuck is going on over the spectrum. These Ukrainians, I know, but these Ukrainian citizens, and they love Mother Russia, they run away from Ukraine to join Russia, and it's just like, I was looking
at it. Thousands and thousands of your soldiers dropping their weapons and surrendering. Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're literally
doing the whole Vietnam War ethic of sending in boys that have barely had a week of combat training.
And one thing that's kind of freaking me out about this situation, though, is the way they're pulling back, how quickly they're pulling back. It doesn't even look like they're pulling back to a defensive line. It looks like they're continuing to pull back.
Because there's no defensible line west of the river.
Vladimir has spent so much time discussing dirty bomb and nuclear tactical fucking nukes, that at this point, this kind of screams like a situation of,
like what, the Nazi
we
play?
Might, the what?
Like a Nazi tactic playing, pull out and bomb the city to hell?
Well, essentially like that, but if you're going to use a tactical nuke, like, that's your best bet. Like,
but even Russia,
drag the Ukrainian forces in and then dip out and go, ha-pa-da!
Yeah.
And they don't want to look back, so they don't want the civilians to get hit. Agrees. They don't want to look bad. Yeah.
Everyone agrees, and even military officials in the United States and military officials in the Ukrainian government agree that seems super fishy. But
I'm covered in pug hair now.
I will say...
that was a horrible mistake.
The German Chancellor Scholz went to visit China to condemn. I know what it looks like, but he went to go talk with Xi Jinping.
I don't know.
To talk about Russia and
on TikTok.
This nuclear rhetoric, right?
And I got banned.
this nuclear rhetoric, right? And yeah. Do you know recently, because I know you pay attention, how China has told Russia, hey, quit talking about nukes, because using a nuke is not a good idea. And
China has a no-nuke policy unless it's on their own soil or they get nuked first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't believe that. But it's not in their interest to have a nuclear war pop off and then also Russia get knocked out.
It's in nobody's fucking interest.
Think about this. They're trying to – what they're doing is longevity. They're trying to survive, right?
Well, the Chinese aren't ready for a fucking war, and they know it. They watch the Ukraine and the Russian war, and the Chinese equipment is either Russian-made or it's a Russian variant that they have fucking rebuilt.
Yeah, so they're getting a little agitated that this is happening.
And they're not even fighting, per se, NATO or any strong Western country that stands in their way. They're not fighting us directly, or Australia or England or France or Canada, fucking Mexico. I mean, fuck, Mexico could throw fucking hands at this point. We've given them so much damn fucking munitions and training at this point. I'm surprised the cartels are still around. That's a different story.
No, because cartels are...
Well, the cartels are in there.
They're in there. It's going to be
super... The Chinese know better. They fucking know better at this point. They're not stupid.
I know, but it's not in their interest right now because they're trying to do longevity. They're trying to do longevity because if Russia goes, let's just say in a scenario where Russia decides to hit Ukraine with a tactical nuke, whatever it may be, in every
Oh, we're going to nuke Belarus back.
No, we're not going to nuke anyone. I think it's going to be a conventional everything. Like, I'm not even kidding. The idea of like heaven falling down on top of you, literally type of deal. Because
but we hold on.
We can't risk. Hold on. Think about it.
Want to risk it, but at the same time, from a strategic perspective, you have two options in an instance like that. Is either you,
but it's gonna
in my opinion, the best way. Exactly, but that's if you nuke Russia. If you nuke Belarus, they're just in. It's a sign of a show of force. That's Otherwise, the second option is, as you say, is invasion.
Tactically and
conventionally invade, but they'll nuke. No, they'll nuke
not,
right away.
They're not going to nuke Belarus. Look, listen. If any nuke is used by NATO or the United States against Belarus or Russia, Russia's just going to attack regardless. It's that as
well. Yes, they'll get involved.
Yeah, but I don't think they should. Hold on, stop. I'm not saying they're going to nuke. Because if they nuke, it's going to start a mad response, and then the whole world's going to end. Everyone knows that. It's an age-oldest time at this point.
I'm not saying they're going to use an actual nuke, another tactical nuke response. So, per se, a Belarusian military base.
It's going to be every war nuke movie ever, because that's what's happened. Because in the Russian movie, they nuked a military base.
Yes. Well, fucking Doctor Strangelove, where we start the fucking nuclear war, which if you've never seen Doctor Strangelove, I highly recommend that movie. Oh, it's amazing. Well, no, it's not a fucking spoiler, but just trust me. It's not a spoiler because it's part of the movie within the first 5 minutes. It's in the plot. But I do recommend it.
I will be
fucking buy it for you if you want to watch it. To be honest, it's a great movie.
I don't know. I'll find it on the internet. But I will say
Hulu. No, not Amazon.
I will say they will rain down in a conventional sense, meaning think about this. The combined power of NATO in a conventional warfare sense is about it might as well be a tactical nuke, because motherfucker, holy shit. And you know Europe is wargaming this right now. They know what to strike and who to strike.
You remember how I mentioned my dog is really old?
Yes.
Did he? He's kind of got a smell to him. I'm going to go.
Go wash your hands.
Yeah. I was wondering where the smell was coming from. I was like, why does it smell like that? Give me a second. 5 seconds.
See, that is Space Dorito. If y'all are listening on the Spotify and have a TikTok account, go look up Space Dorito on TikTok. He recently got banned from 94,000 followers. So, you know, trying to help the man out as much as possible. I'd appreciate it. You know, if you're just relaxing in your bed or on your toilet or in your way to work, driving. Y'all have a nice house. I see you. Oh, man, he's just going through shit. Yeah, I just, you know, I was talking as a space filler. I just kept on talking, saying things. I told them to go shoot.
Yeah, you're probably telling them that I like fucking eat cheese off of fucking hot plates and shit. I do. I lick it.
I wasn't even going to say that. I said, you know what? Never mind. I shouted you out on TikTok to say, hey, he just got banned. Go follow him.
Gag.
Yeah, so now retract that statement. Block him. No, I'm joking. But now, recently, we have North Korea and South Korea scrimmage. So, as far as I'm aware,
I don't know what's going on now.
So, North Korea have been just throwing around ballistic missiles, just testing and being a totalitarian.
They always do that shit.
Prick in my side, right?
What I've never understood is how they fucking will yeet fucking rockets right over Japan, and Japan just sits there just like, okay.
It's because it's not hitting Japan.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the equivalent of like me being in Wisconsin. Take, for instance, the United States, Michigan, and fucking take, for instance, Wisconsin. Like, we're all separate countries. And Wisconsin starts firing rockets right over, like, right over Michigan in Lake Erie.
But we're dealing with a situation.
We keep catering to these fucking countries.
I get it.
That's right where we're at.
North Korea has launched a ballistic missile. I don't know what day it was. It's been a few days at this point. They launched a ballistic missile.
Reactivate two ballistic missiles
into Ohio. Send in Ohio.
Reactivate the Wisconsin.
That video got 700,000 views. Okay, activate Ohio. Okay.
Down in Ohio.
No, but They launched ballistic missiles into the ocean east of Korea. I don't know what the name of the ocean. I think it was the Ocean of Japan, whatever. Regardless, they did that, and South Japan, Korea responded with launching two missiles past the line on, you know, past the line and hit the North Korean side of the ocean. And then they've been launching, they're pretty much doing an old-fashioned they're doing a missile off. Because they're just trying to do a show of force, and it's coming
it's
to the point.
It's a dick swinging contest. Yeah, okay, it's so nothing changed. That. It doesn't change.
But it's gonna get worse.
They're still legitimately at war with each other. They never signed a fucking peace treaty.
That's not how that works.
Wait, and just this, like, well, Japan with Russia, they're still theoretically in legality. Still
yeah,
throwing hands.
I remember that shit. That doesn't make any sense. But here's the thing.
Japanese brought that
but
up.
But when 90%, yeah, I get it. But like, no one believed Russia when they said a special military operation. No one's going to consider Japan or Russia at war. But when
But I would be okay with a Japanese special military operation under those islands. I mean, it's only fair at this point.
They already captured the islands. Wasn't it Japan that recaptured the islands and Russia was being a bitch about it?
No. Okay, so they have those two islands. It's like two fucking islands right off of Japan, and then Russia has the rest that lead up to that fucking peninsula that comes down.
Yeah.
I can't remember off the top of my head. I mean, you could... one of us could pull it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything like that today. It's a simple... By the way, here's an update for everyone listening to the podcast. I know you may have listened to some episodes or whatever. Each episode's going to be an hour and a half long until we do special episodes where we can make it a special case scenario where we record more. 3 hours an episode is not fucking happening.
Which sucks, because I only get better and more entertaining as the video. Start hitting my stride, it's like it's at the hour and a half mark. It's like,
listen.
Gotta wait for the beers to start to consume me, and then it's all of a sudden here comes the creative juices.
Oh my god. No, so I have, was it episode 11? Oh no, episode 7 up, right? But I didn't get it onto the Spotify, and then I'm gonna have episode 8. That's the first part of the hour and a half period of time, right? So I'm gonna add that part, and then I'm gonna release the Preston episode Tuesday. So Monday it's going up, and then Tuesday, like that Tuesday at 11 a.m. I'm gonna releasing the Preston Stewart episode. I think because it's hard to keep track of everything because it's been a minute. You know, it's been a little.
Everybody backlogged. Watching, by the time you see this, those will probably all be posted.
Yeah, they'll probably all
going to
be posted.
Saying.
I'm so sorry. It's just super frustrating.
He's leaving me out of shit. It's already starting.
No,
I got banned and now I'm useless.
I'm trying to run a social media platform, and you're busy at work most of the week. Oh, by the way, $582 for the month of. The month of October. So other than you know the last week of October, obviously I had a really bad week, but the first three weeks of October, I think in October I earned about what, 25 million views.
I had my first video get over 200,000 views in a matter of 30 minutes since I originally blew up and they responded with banning me. They were just like, nope. They gave me a content warning violation, and I was just like, for what though? And all of a sudden, like, I was watching a video, and all of a sudden, just went black, and I was like, oh, you gotta be shitting me.
Yeah. Did you see the TikTok servers went down yesterday? They went down for about an hour, and people were like, yeah, I reinstalled and installed the app. I'm like, what? Y'all really? Your Ukrainian flag is falling. No.
It's the fucking Russians.
Yeah, but no, the.
Now there's Packer shit back there. Don't look at that. Don't look at that ugliness. We don't promote uglinism in this fucking.
Oh, so you don't like the Packers right now?
I love the Packers, but they can go to hell.
That is every Packers fan in a nutshell. No, but I will say you got to get a longer cord for you. He keeps on taking off his headphones. But yeah, I'm so sorry. I know the podcast is. I haven't really been promoting it at all as well. And I honestly, if you're an editor, I'm going to be putting out a post on TikTok as well. I'm tempted to put out a post on TikTok and say, hey, listen, we are looking for editors. And listen, I understand that if you're an editor, you're looking for a job. but this is not the job I'm telling you about. I need an editor for the possible per diem for now, because I don't have the money to pay for an editor. So I'm gonna okay, who wants to volunteer and help edit the podcasts and stuff?
Alex said, oh, my buddy,
but he needs equipment, Alex, right?
Somewhat ish. The problem is he's, we'll talk about it later. I've already told you about the guy, but he's going to see this and get a little pissy, but it's true, buddy. It's true.
Listen, I understand that the act of asking.
It's not the pay. Like, he doesn't give a shit about the pay. He knows I can pay him. I have the money to pay the guy.
Yeah.
The thing is, just like any editor, if we have an editor jump in, I have the money to pay you. Trust me. Now, him, on the other hand, is he has a schedule confliction, kind of, because he has a woman. And she's kind of demanding of his attention.
Wait, overreach?
Yeah. That's an understatement.
Been there, bro. Yeah, whoever it is, if you're listening, I hope you've moved on by now, bro.
But there's this bull, you know, and he kind of just, it's that situation.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. But like, when it comes down to it, I'm dropping the amount of episodes per month. I'm not doing every Monday. But I will do it twice a month.
You don't even fucking post every damn Monday.
I know. Twice a month. But regardless, like, eventually we're going to find an editor, someone who's going to be whatever. Because think about this. What's going to happen when this becomes a business and makes more money? That editor can possibly turn into a producer. Because think about it, you're the one. I'm the
that's like, why I'm I told Alex too.
Yeah, but I'm a post. I'm like all the other stuff, and it was like It's all going to depend. Because as long as we have the person editing and getting clips, because it's so difficult. I don't know. It's difficult, and I want to have a professional do it.
Well, I mean, I told you about him. He's college educated and all that. This is what he does. It just comes down to
if he gets the, because I remember what you said. If he, gets,
I hope he watches this and it kicks him in the ass a little bit to fucking motivate him, because he swears to God he's fucking motivated and he wants to do it. Like,
well, if he wants
every
to,
time
like,
I fucking message him,
like,
he's
first
just
of
like,
all, Premiere, I could get like we can all getting him a copy of Premiere.
I'm supposed to see him tomorrow. I'm supposed to see him tomorrow when I get back down to the bay. And
so like
fucking...
I have like I use like tell me I use Adobe Premiere 2020. Okay.
That's I got the 2020. I got the new one. They just
regardless like it's not hard. I don't do this, but it's easy to get a copy of Premiere, okay? It is supremely easy. It's easy to get a copy of Premiere, so it's not going to be hard for them. But like whenever your show kicks off and he needs the like gets the equipment and stuff, and editing can be a thing, like absolutely. And because here's the thing, I'm not saying per diem. Like, I would love to do per diem now, like not per diem now. Like, I don't want to do per diem, but I would like to pay these people eventually. So that is an opportunity, depending on if it hits off. I'm sure it'll hit off, but
I imagine by the time he posts this episode we will already have an editor, so
regardless, whatever happens, it's we're gonna figure it out. And I am continuing with the posts on TikTok. There's really not a lot going on right now to post about. Shit, there is.
Try to post about history and you end up getting banned.
No, I'm not even gonna post about stuff. Let's talk about the fucking okay, so Paul Pelosi, those two videos, that one video of mine got taken down.
Did he get beat with a bat?
Identity and authenticity is what I was reported for. So, like, I wasn't being, authentic. What the fuck does that mean, first of all? Who the fuck is supposed to dictate what the hell authentic is?
They're trying to say that you were making some shit up.
No, but I wasn't. I was asking a question. It was like the details we've been getting from the Paul Pelosi attack have been scarce and have been weird. First of all, here's the issue now. Here's the information, because someone fucking opened their mouth. An MSNBC reporter made a story, and guess what happened? An hour later, that story got deleted. So the story was – the original story was that someone opened the door – when the police was called, which, by the way, he called the police and say, "Hey, it's this so and so, and he's a friend." Now, I don't think that's in code. I don't believe that shit. I'm sorry. I don't think he's competent enough as a freaking alcoholic to do that pretense. But regardless, he calls the police.
Shots fired.
The police come. I'm just saying. He's like, you have to understand, he's 80. He's not your age. You can handle alcohol better. But regardless, it turns out that it's Paul Pelosi who opened the door instead of someone else. Because in the original police evidence, saying is that they opened the door and they had both this fucking nudist hippie beating him with a hammer in the head twice and before he got taken down by the police and arrested. But no, it turns out it was Paul Pelosi who opened the door, and he backed away from the door, away from police who were there to technically save him, back towards the assailant. I'm going to say it now. Boy toy. Boy toy. I don't believe that for shit. No one believes.
So he's trying to cover his ass because he was porking, dude.
I don't know what happened in that house.
But I don't even know what the hell's going on. Like I said, so, no, spent all day at work.
They were making this guy. I'm going to look up his name. Hold on. The Paul Pelosi attacker. Here's the thing. He is a hippie, liberal, psychedelic drug abuser who's a nudist, who lives in a crazy van with a BLM.
No, wait. I was going to say he's the one guy from Umbrella Academy. What's his nuts? Everyone's favorite
worse,
character.
Worse. Worse. Cause he's already done a bunch of crimes. And here's the thing. He's an illegal alien in the United States. He is a Canadian who's overstayed his visa, and he was.
Oh, he's Canadian! Get rid of that son of a bitch! Send him over the border.
He was never deported. No, he was never deported when he was arrested, because guess what is a sanctuary?
I can't even go to Canada. Fuck you, Canada!
No, not Canada.
Not Canadian.
No, it's not.
That's a stupid fucking law.
It's entirely our fault because the sanctuary city bullshit. Guess what's a sanctuary city? Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Now, regardless, I don't believe, but the circumstances of him being in there, and there was windows broken, and you know he had zip ties, he had duct tape. Do you know what he said? Where's Nancy? I guarantee he was there to either hurt Nancy, but regardless of it.
All I'm hearing is this guy doesn't sound too bad of a person.
The Democrats and the liberal news, like MSNBC, CNN, all them fucks. They are saying, oh, he said, where's Nancy? This is a January 7th thing. He's a MAGA Republican.
But
they
made a fake, he a hardcore there's a hippie
website,
liberal?
There's a website saying he was spouting a bunch of anti-democratic and pro-MAGA stuff. Guess when that website was made?
Like 2 weeks ago.
No, the day of his attack.
That's bullshit.
That's some bullshit. No. No one believes this. I made a video about that, and they're saying it's not a fucking authentic. I'm sorry. This dude had 7 plus cameras. 20 plus security cameras. State-of-the-art. Like, high-resolution cameras. Security cameras. A full security detachment. Meaning, like he had security guards constantly. Nancy does. Constantly. Does not matter what. She even has the Metro Police guard her homes. Right? And you're telling me there was no security on the property? Not a single motherfucker.
That's a load of bullshit. There's no fucking way.
These houses are protected even when they're not there.
And the thing is, she's such a high-ranking part of our government.
She's the third most important political person in our government.
She's probably the most disliked as well between all spectrums. You're going to tell me, there's nobody defending that property.
All spectrums,
no fucking way.
The Democrats
no way.
Love it. No.
No, the fuck they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, dude, most of them yes, do they, not.
Okay, you.
At first, hey, hold on. Back in the day when she... No, stop. When she I'm ripped up Trump's little I'm speech, too, they stop. Were like, slay Nancy, stop. But they're not stop. Doing that anymore.
I'm saying, no, that's not, no. Nancy Pelosi is the face of the fucking Democratic Party.
Is it going to stand up?
Standing up because my back hurts because I've done
it. Well, you think your back hurts?
Motherfucker, I had to move a fucking 1,000 pounds of mulch today.
Oh, you had to do what?
I don't want to hear it.
It's kind of my job, but I don't do that anymore.
Nancy Pelosi... is the third most important person in our government, and the media left news is pushing this as a MAGA issue and saying that it's Republicans that
they
that
fucking do put it every so time.
Much, you know, that they said they're putting so much hate against Pelosi that a crazed MAGA fan went to go attack Paul. That's bullshit. This dude has been a light, like every evidence of him has been he's loved Obama. He's a Democrat. He's a liberal type leaning left leaning individual. He's also been a psychedelic drug abuser. He's a nudist. He's a criminal, and he's a fucking illegal alien who needs to be deported for committing these crimes. But he's not
fucking
be
Canadians. No. I mean, I'm just gonna be honest and say, doesn't sound too bad of a guy for what he did. I can't.
No,
I'm not condoning his actions. I'm just saying, you know.
No, it's I don't believe a goddamn word that any of these motherfuckers have been talking about this story. When it comes to the media left and shit, even with the Fox, because Fox has barely been able to get some information on it because it's media blackout. None of the security footage, none of it has been released. None of it. They said absolutely not. It's like,
They're not releasing any security footage. You know, that's fishy shit. That's some fishy shit.
The Speaker of the House, I'm sorry, Nancy, you're pulling plugs. I know for a motherfucking fact. You're the Speaker of the House of the United States of America. You have the ability to pull some plugs, especially with people that you've known.
What? Because the FCC won't let me be. Won't let me be me, so let me see. You try to shut me down on CNN. It feels so empty without Donald Trump. No.
But regardless, it's fucking wild. So, you know, we have the Paul Pelosi thing. We have North Korea arguing. We have Russia and Ukraine's war going on. We have, you know, Iran, which is most likely going to be attacking the United States service members because Saudi Arabia found some intel. So, like, there's a ton of...
You gotta explain that. I ain't heard that shit. Fucking Iran's gonna try to fuck around and do what?
Saudi Arabia's,
Fuck Saudi Arabia. They don't even have a fucking military. I get
that, but when it comes down to it, that they push...
Saudi Arabia talks a lot of shit for not being able to walk the shit they talk.
I get that, but I'm telling you that the intel was actionable. The intel was confirmed by our intel sources, and they discovered that, Iran did have a plot to attack American servicemen and women in and around the Middle East, which is what they did not get a good response from the United States because we're pissed. The Ukraine war is the only war going on right now.
I just thought of a great meme with that situation. It's just like, Iran attacks the United States. Oh, God, he's slithering up. And it's just the U.S.'s fucking Randy Orton just coming out involved. Just immediately. RKO'd motherfuckers left and right.
No, just toll the death bell. I want to hear the Undertaker rip him.
The United States would be Undertaker. The U.K. is Randy Orton. He's slithering up. Look out. Here comes his fucking Navy and the Royal Marines and pa-pow, the beachhead.
No, it's so. But. That's been going on. And,
I gotta get a concrete floor because every time I fucking move, my fat ass is just like, hey. Oh, shit!
You cocky motherfucker.
Camera down!
For the audio listeners, he just knocked his camera down by
jumping. I put the camera on the ground!
But, no, there's a lot going on right now. And obviously did not get a good response from Iran.
Right.
So Ethiopia ended their war. Their civil war is over. They've agreed
permanent
cessation of you know, military warfare. So Ukraine is the current and only war going on right
Malaysia.
Now.
Malaysia.
Is there a war in Malaysia
still
going on right now?
Yeah, they got a fucking that coup shit that went down. I'm pretty sure Malaysia's still going last I checked. No, last I checked it was still going on a month ago. I checked. Yeah, I remember. I've been gone. Yeah,
there's conflicts, but
okay, it's still going. It still counts. Chalk it up.
Yeah, but regardless, it's when we're talking about major conflicts. I think the last major one, of course, is between Ukraine and Russia.
Well, that's the only fucking major conflict we've seen in, like, since World War II.
Well,
but
no,
Vietnam.
No,
I guess
were a million troops.
Falkland.
In
my bad, Falkland. Yeah, but it's not the same as when it comes to the equipment. Like, the men.
There's a lot of people died.
Yeah, there was a fuckload of people that fucking died in that fucking war, but you know what I'm saying?
But regardless, it's going to be so interesting to see all this go down. Of course, also, midterm elections. Now, by the time y'all see this episode, the midterm elections will be over. But I'm going to tell you.
I'm sick.
You motherfucker. You. I know. I'm sick of the commercials, too. You better vote on the
8th. In a fucking swing state. How do you think I feel?
Vote.
It's nonstop.
I'm it's voting. Non, I'm gonna
it's
vote.
It's a non-fucking no stop. Okay, I but know. The guy that I wanted to fucking vote for, what the fucking...
I get that.
He's on my YouTube. He's on my phone. He's.
You're being racist.
How is that a racist?
You're not Italian.
My cousin's Italian.
Your cousin may be Italian, but you're not.
Well, we're related. It's okay.
No.
That's not fucking racist if I can do an accent that well.
Go vote. I'm going to vote. Do you know? Okay, so the vote that's been going
on. I ain't voting.
The congressional. You better, motherfucker.
I can't actually because I'm going to be over the road nowhere near it. An early vote, but they wanted me to like show.
You can do an absentee ballot, regardless.
No, I tried to do everything I could to fucking vote early, and they were like, "You literally have to show up Monday to Friday, and like present us your penis."
You can do an absentee ballot, but
not my state. I think, dude, I tried.
I get it, but absentee ballots are there for a reason. But so the congressional seat that's up in Virginia is between two people. Okay, the current sitting Democrat. Abigail Spanberger, which by the way is a ridiculous fucking name. This dude is so frustrated right now. And it's between Abigail Spanberger and Leslie Vega. What is this man doing? Just leave it. You're fine.
I'm trying to give up.
Just leave it.
Well.
So the
current, my problem is I got heavy winds.
Yeah. The current congressional seat that's up is between a current sitting Democratic congresswoman, Abigail Spanberger, who's done nothing but every time that fucking Nancy Pelosi makes a bill, she votes yes, always, 100% of the time. Yeah. And them are going against Leslie Vega. Now, there is a recording they keep on repeating saying that Leslie Vega says that rape is less likely to make you pregnant than normal sex because she says it's less natural. I don't know why this woman decided to say
that. How the hell are these people running for office?
But that's the Republican one. But here's the thing. Virginians are pissed. I don't think Abigail Spanberger is going to continue to be a congressman. I think
it's the whole problem through the U.S. I got the same fucking issue here. I got a pharmaceutical drug lord. Fucking like hardcore fucking extremist as the other person running for senator. It's like, are you fucking shitting me? This is the best we could find? You're telling me that we couldn't go down to like the local pub and find like old Mr. like Brown, who's just been preaching politics for like the last 40 years in the bar, and it makes a lot of fucking sense because every fucking bar has that guy.
Every bar.
It's in a small town. Fuck yeah. There's always that old boy. That makes a whole lot of fucking sense. He's been around the block. He doesn't take either fucking side.
But
and
regardless,
why the fuck are we in this position where it's a shit, as South Park put it, a shit sandwich versus a douchebag? How the fuck? They made that fucking episode, what, when we were like 5? Yeah, and it's still happening.
Politics
hasn't it's still
changed
happening.
That much in that period of time.
But it should. It fucking should.
What do you mean? Regardless? No. What do you mean it should? If it changes...
If we've been understanding for how long now we're getting fucked by our party system, we should have been able to change this
they're
long
not,
ago.
Not, okay, there but here's go. The thing. No one's ever going to get rid of the party system. As much as I disagree
we have
with
it's,
you.
It's gang warfare. All it is fucking gang warfare. I mean...
It's groups of people.
It's no matter who...
It's groups of people. That's it.
I wouldn't even say it's groups of people. It's a party system that utilizes fucking
parties
votes
are groups
do,
of people.
Yes, but they don't do what the people that vote for them want them to do. When do they ever do that? Damn, this camera. Come on there, buddy.
A lot of bills get voted on a lot.
My face is right here. There you
right
go.
Right now,
don't follow
in
my hand.
In a majority of the states, it has been pro. It's been Democrat, the blue wave, or whatever the hell, right after Trump. But now it's the red wave. The Democrats
it's always back and forth.
Yeah, and it's a balancing system. But now it's coming right back, and people are realizing, oh, shit, life is getting really bad, and people are tired of it.
But life has been consistently getting bad.
Everything out of the God
for over 40 years now, it's been consistently a decline, not an incline. Our technology inclines, but our standard of living declines. Our cost of living goes up. It's just everything itself not coexisting with how it's going.
It has been going up, but up until recently, with inflation rising so high. Do you know what?
I mean, I made good money under Trump's administration.
Mortgage interest rates are now. Mortgage interest rates are at 7.5%. That's
well, there was a giant ass fucking housing boom that happened. That was foreseen.
No. What?
With people buying houses, during Trump's administration, houses were cheap. People were buying homes. Boom.
It
can bubble.
Inflation has nothing to do with how many houses are being bought. Inflation rising causes it is an immediate effect. Interest rates for
inflation
houses.
Causes the cost of living though, so it does affect that.
Inflation, motherfucker. Inflation rates are rising for other reasons.
Well, yes.
Is rising, causing the interest rates to go up. And there's no way in hell, even if I had the money and the credit right now, it would actually be horrible for me to get a home in the next few years. I cannot wait until this reverts back and the housing market crashes again, because then I'm actually going to buy a fucking property. Because I'm tired.
Oh, just buy some land. That's what I plan on doing. Fuck the house. I'm going to build the house.
My parents right now are looking at buying a land right now. They want out of the city.
I say come up by me.
No, we're not leaving Virginia.
It's 70 degrees outside. It's not cold.
My parents are old as shit and do not like the cold.
They'll love it.
There's no.
They'll love it.
Fuck no.
They'll fucking love it. They can talk to Sasquatch. No, we have Sasquatches and they're chill as fuck.
You have to understand this. My parents
and Wendigos, but the Wendigos are not chill.
My parents hate cold. They're not going to get off that fact. They're old. Stop.
It's not that cold.
Yes, it is.
Right now.
They say it's too cold in Virginia.
What is it right now?
Right now, we had a heat wave. It was 80, but it's been 40.
I was going to say, it's been 70.
It's been in the 40s. Okay. It's been in the 40s all day. Or no,
I got my window open right now. It's still nice out right now.
No. They don't want to move to fucking Wisconsin. They don't even want to move anymore north.
Hater.
No.
That's some hater age shit.
I ain't going to fucking tell them to move anywhere else.
We got trees. We got trees.
Did you get a Powerball ticket?
We got more trees. Damn right. Not yet. I waited.
Do you know what number I matched for the last numbers?
Where I live is known as the marathon mile, million dollar marathon million two. Or million dollar marathon
that
mile.
Only, that number right there is the only one I matched.
So, where I live, it's known as the marathon or million dollar marathon mile. And between the gas station down the road for me, up for like another six gas stations stretching into the next county, everybody wins millions of dollars at these gas stations every year. And like a Powerball is sold there like once every like four fucking years. It's wild. Happens all the fucking time. So I waited until I came home and I went to all these gas stations and bought I have never bought Powerballs before. I went to every one of those damn gas stations. Give me five each one.
Did
motherfuckers
you match any
are just.
Numbers?
I just bought it. I didn't match any
so
fucking
tonight
numbers.
Tonight is 11. Oh, yeah. It's 10 for you, technically.
Yeah, what time is she? Yeah, six.
Yeah, so we'll figure out, like, if you win the lotto, hey.
I don't have to do this shit no more.
Think of a brother.
No. Hold on. I got a small fire. There we go.
Did you?
It didn't work. I got to piss on it. Hold on.
Did you set something on fire?
Yeah, something's burning.
Pick it up.
Hey, Gucci.
It's not burning?
No, it's good. It's all good. Oh, I threatened to piss on it. Went out.
Oh, Jesus. Did you see the Doctor Who clip?
For which one?
David Tennant's back to Doctor Who.
I don't follow Doctor Who, mate.
Oh, okay. Here. I'm going to pull up a video.
Perfect.
A video, and we're going to watch it together.
So no one gets mad.
So, have you seen... Oh, he has his headphones off. Okay.
There we go. That works.
So, have you seen... I don't think you've seen it, but Burr Kreisner, have you seen his new stuff?
Oh, The Machine. Yeah, you sent me something like that the other day.
Yeah, do you want to watch it together right now?
Yeah, we can watch it together right now. We're not going to get hit with any copyright or shit like that, right?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Because we're reacting to the content.
True that.
I'm gonna zoom in for the viewers. If you're listening right now on the audio form of the podcast, go to the video form of the podcast on YouTube. Fund you BB Podcast. Dude, I am. When I saw this, I lost.
My father was no criminal.
I lost it.
He was a salesman. You see it, right?
Yeah.
And then you stole the only thing he ever cared about.
They make the movie so serious.
It
seems so serious.
It is.
The Russian mafia.
The
mafia.
Made him say, "Fuck honest living."
Martin, right there. Fucking Mark Hamill, yeah.
You want respect?
Have to fuck me and pussy right now.
No.
Stop.
Oh my god.
Fit a bust a nut.
I'm your origin story.
Oh, I'm gonna be sick now.
Oh, you throw up. If you throw up, I'm gonna throw up.
No.
Don't throw up.
Alright, hey, Kuke. I'm fucking vomit.
I'm sorry.
Fuck.
It's fine. It's fine.
Did you just put it in your pocket?
I didn't know where to put it.
Ravioli, what's in the pocket-ioli?
Oh, man, I am so excited for this film, bro. I'm gonna buy a fucking... When it's coming soon, it's gonna be a minute. Dude, it's 37 on trending. Everyone's freaking... What? Because that's his main thing. That's his story.
Well, yeah, it's what made him popular was his fucking machine bit. I am the machine. Oh, my stomach just dropped.
Yeah, but you're making a fucking... He's making a full-on continuance. Oh, Director Kaz, I'm your origin story.
Oh.
Do you think Tom's going to be in this movie?
Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise?
Tom Segura.
Him oh, the ball
and,
guy?
Yeah, him and...
fucking two bears in one cave?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't. I mean, if we're doing a podcast together, take for instance, like one of us got a movie, I'll pay one the other one on. Be a dick movie.
Movie
offer.
Then. Shit. It's Bert's movie. I'd say, hey, you're on the movie. And I'm like, okay.
Just be like, anybody need movie actor? I can do voice acting.
You probably would be in a bar scene. You'd probably be the annoying Packers fan. Oh, come on. Would it have it anywhere?
Yes, I would. I don't want to be the annoying fucking just stay. Like, it's just like a tossing. What is this? What am I?
Do you want to be the expert?
I want to be a part of the fucking movie. Fuck it. I'll be the sidekick, you asshole. Be in the fucking movie.
I
don't want to just walk up. I don't want to just walk up and be like,
I go to my ex.
Hey there, guy. You seen how the Aaron Rodgers is? Yeah, that guy. Yeah, Bears fan, yeah. Hey, don't worry. I'm standing straight up, okay? I'm not fucking drunk, all right? Now, this is what I call the fucking weeble wobbly. It's how I get the walleye to come in, you know? So, anyways, the fucking Rodgers.
We need a translator in here because I can't understand a word he's saying.
But, it's easy.
No, I'm back. No, it'd probably be like I'm visiting my ex-girlfriend in the scene and you're the drunk ex-boyfriend. No, you're the drunk boyfriend.
You're just trying to give me... But I gotta get wrote into the script, though. You just give me parts that just seem like I can't be wrote into the script.
I mean, sure you can be wrote
into
the script.
Fuck it, I'm gonna write the script. I'm gonna write the...
ex-girlfriend's boyfriend.
No, I'm the ex-girlfriend.
No.
But I've recently had a sex change.
Louise?
Yes, exactly. You come to the... That would actually be pretty good. That'd be a kind of a funny fucking movie. And then we become a tag team. Cartels.
No.
I don't know. The cartel gets involved. Sounds like a good movie. The comedy movie.
Really...
I already sounds hilarious.
No, I don't think.
This sounds like some Will Ferrell. Anybody? Okay, if you're watching
Adam
this
Sandler,
right now,
no,
that pitch is genius. Adam Sandler will fund this shit.
No.
Get Adam on the phone.
This is not an Adam Sandler film. This is
Mr. Sandler, please.
This is not a Will Ferrell.
Elon
film.
Musk. Mr. Beast.
Oh my God. Yeah, by the way, everyone, he's bought Twitter, but everyone knows that.
Yeah,
so he's laid off. He's laid off a ton of people. Guess how
and
much
they're suing
money?
Him.
Guess no, they're not suing him. He owns Twitter.
A bunch of the fucking workers are turning around. Finally,
they got three. No, they can't sue them. When you accept 3
because
months,
they
can't. When you accept severance, 3 months severance, and you leave the company, you agree to forfeit.
Yes,
any more.
Yes. But they still say they're gonna do it.
Go ahead, do it, because it's not. You're not gonna be. I'm sorry. This happens. Any. I don't know why the fuck these people are complaining. They understand what happens when a big.
They should have saw what was gonna happen. No, he didn't go out of his way to buy the fucking company.
Every time a company gets bought, it reshuffles. People get fired. People get hired. That's it. That's just the way it goes. And they were losing $4 million a day. You're telling me justify me to pay your $250,000 salary. If you're a person earning $250,000 a year in fucking Twitter, you're telling me you cannot find a job in 3 months? They got he gave them 30% more than he legally even like required to
for was severance. Obligated to give him and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. No, 3 months severance.
Did you hold on? I just want to say, did you see his video when he first Twitter facility? Let it sink. Let this sink in.
I don't care.
Dumb as dad joke, but it's fucking hilarious.
Thing. That is the funniest thing that has happened. This whole
he looked like he was struggling. I'm sorry, Elon. I love you, man. But
he loved
lifted a little bit because it kind of looked like you were struggling a little bit holding that bitch.
He probably was holding it for a minute.
He probably was. He probably had to hold it all. Knowing him, he probably definitely didn't actually have some. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, he probably did carry it all the way from the fucking vehicle. It just didn't have someone hold the fucking thing to the door so he looked fresh. No. Knowing him, he's a normal guy, so he's just like, yeah, fuck it, give me the sink. This is my joke, fuck that.
No, I love him. I love him, because AOC says, because he's thinking about making the blue check. By the way, if it's $8 a month, I'm paying for a blue check $8 a month.
Yeah, fuck yeah!
But I will say, Alexandria Ocasio,
but everybody
Cortez,
can do it. Then.
That little brat, fucking brat.
She got some fine ass titties though.
No, she don't. I'm sorry. If we're really gonna be talking about it, she.
You seen that video?
I haven't.
Because I'm not saying she's attractive. I'm just saying from the neck down, it's not a bad view.
Stop.
I know damn well in the comment section, motherfuckers don't agree with me.
I'm telling you, shut up. I don't want to talk about Alexandria Cortez's fucking tits. I'm talking about she tweeted out to Elon saying, oh, are we really going to sit here and let an eccentric billionaire say that a freedom of speech is $8 a month? And then Elon replied back saying, your input is appreciated. Now pay $8. And then she says, he tweeted out her merch store. Guess how much she's selling a t-shirt for?
$56.
$50.
I knew it! $50! And I sell my shit for $18 and I don't profit off of it. Same with Fundy. Fundy does the same shit. We do it cheap.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have myself.
Oh, never mind. Fundy is an asshole and overcharges
for
shit. I don't
have my merch store right now.
Oh, never mind. I redact my statement there. My opponent here does not even have a merch store.
I do. It's just not of it. They've had some production. Do you know what happened? A viewer of mine got a shirt from Pakistan that was two sizes too small. They said they didn't have any more, and they were to refund her the money. Great, wonderful. But fucking, I'm just so upset.
They didn't refund it.
Huh?
They didn't refund it.
They did.
At least they kept their fucking word. And she still got the shirt.
They ordered two sweatshirts. And one was like an extra large, is supposed to be 28 inches on the front. Yeah, no. Women have boobs, so 28. They need as much space. When we talks about if you're getting a double XL.
Hold on. How busty we talking was this lady?
I'm not going to talk about my friend like that.
Well, it's your friend. Okay.
It's a friend of mine. They said they ordered and they.
Listen, mate. Maybe she has some irregularities.
No. It was a serious, the shirt was small as fuck. I'm not even lying.
Oh, okay.
I told it, because they bought it when I was doing the live and telling people, hey, by the way, y'all are asking about the merch. It's in the merch and the link. They bought it in that live. And they got it. And they said, because I told them in the live, hey, send me pictures of your guys' merch to make sure everything's good. And I was not happy.
And she was like, this shit sucks, motherfucker.
They kept one of the actual size Teespring branded and not saying. There's one that didn't say that it was made in Pakistan, but there was one with a cheap label that made in Pakistan. I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah, great. But I'm not doing the merch store right now. I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on other things, because as much as I'm saying it, TikTok is the main source of money, and the merch store can wait until I can get more viewers. But I made a post recently, because I was pissed, saying I may be leaving TikTok because I am still pissed with TikTok. TikTok is
raw. I was going to say.
They have just continuously raw dogged my ass.
They think you think they've been fucking you.
I get it. They've been fucking everybody.
Since February, my dude, you got a fucking big old come up, a big old blow up. You done busted a nut on over the damn TikTok, a fucking for your profile page. And here I am, banned, hotter than fucking prohibition. I have been fucked, good sir. And yet you complain. The fucking.
I have been turned into a dry county.
I have been. And I'm out of beer, so this is bullshit.
I get these podcast episodes are like super wild and super out of catch, but really, it's been a rough week, and this episode was just a necessity.
Yeah, this is just a fuck around episode.
I'm honestly, dude, I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm not in danger. I'm safe. You know that person I just talked about, the dog they wanted earlier? They are coming in Thanksgiving. You know that. And I'm excited on the 14th. So, you know, it's just life's continuing on. I don't think I'm going to get that money because I got the money, ironically.
If you get banned, you don't get the money. That's all I got to want.
No.
Fuckers owe me. TikTok, you owe me $300 from my ban because I didn't cash my shit out, you fucking assholes, for my 2 months.
I will be very clear with them. They will not be happy if they do not pay me because.
Oh, they'll pay you. You got to see it, but you got to wait till 30.
No, I'm talking about if they ban me and I don't get paid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good luck. Good luck. They don't respond to shit. Yeah, you were like earlier, keep emailing them. I did that. No, and they were just like, we're not going to respond to that.
No, I will. I have no job. And if you don't pay me for the money that I've earned.
See, if you move out by me, I can give you a job. You can be my gopher.
Motherfucker, I'm trying to do this shit.
No, Shiza!
If the podcast thing works out, and I'm being serious, because this is like.
Well, we got to do it a little bit more, because you're like, well, you should cut down to two. I think we should do more.
I get it, but if each episode gets a good amount of views and it's 2 episodes a month, it's not going to be an issue.
Joe Rogan doesn't quit with just one good episode, damn it. Shout out to Joe Rogan.
He has a budget of fucking millions of dollars per month. I'm okay.
Yo, how do you think he got that millions? Not from fucking Survivor. Lost. Fucking,
Markiplier is starting in OnlyFans. He told everyone to get his podcast up to number one podcast in the country, in the world, by the way. It is on everything, but except for on Apple. He told them, oh yeah, go buy tickets to my mom's documentary. Everyone sold out the tickets. He gave up. He made a live. He's saying, fine, you win. I will make an OnlyFans. He will make one.
Like, so what is he going to do? Just stroke one out?
No, he's going to do the same thing he did in his Tasteful Nudes calendar, but in excess of more amounts, but on an OnlyFans. And then he's going to donate he's going to donate that OnlyFans money to charity.
Got a bunch of fucking fruit flies right now. Pissing me off. I got new potting soil for my fucking tomato plants.
If you get sticky paper, it should work.
These are resilient fucking ones. They're smart, man. They're really smart.
No, there's double-sided adhesive.
Oh, I know there's double-sided. I got a couple of them. They're not going into it.
No.
They're fighting me.
No, you put them in the pot plant thing. Like it's like a little stick that goes into your thing, and it's like shaped like a fucking random shape. So it's actually shaped like.
Oh, so like into like the fucking tomato plants and shit like that.
Yeah, they're in there. So in it, once you know, they're gonna be attracted to it, and it'll stick. But it's gonna slowly get better. This is why I want an editor, Chris. If an editor can just get it done for me, it's not being me being lazy.
He's overworked as it is.
No, it's not that I'm overworked.
I don't understand why you got to edit a podcast. Better raw.
As in, like, being the one that helps pull the clips, produce the clips, get the clips out there.
Okay.
And then so I can post them everywhere.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I saw them having to watch fly passed by your camera. That's hilarious.
I don't think it was a fruit fly.
That was some type of flying animal. I saw wings.
Like I said, dude, I came home and they're fucking everywhere. I had an explosion on one of my fucking tomato plants.
We haven't turned the AC on in weeks because it's just been like It's been cold outside, but this is the first time today, like in weeks, because it was like 80 degrees today.
It's been 70. We broke a fucking absolute first time record ever in my area.
I think that's the last.
73 fucking degrees, and it should be negative 20 with like 3 feet of snow right now, yeah, and we ain't got it.
It's I think it's the last hurrah for summer. I think it's just like the last heat wave, and it's done.
Because everything's getting colder right now. If this fucking trend keeps up, I'm gonna be honest with you. Next fucking like winter, it'll probably come later and later.
No, it's
here's to hoping when there's no more winter. It's no more.
That's not good. It's not good.
No, it's okay. I got the largest fresh body water reserve in the world. That's fucking, not, it rains all the time. It's not, even wetter than it used to be. We have way more precipitation.
That's not
so really.
How that works.
I know everyone else is fucked, but from my perspective,
no, everyone is fucked because we need winter.
No, I don't know, man. I could do without it. You say we need winter. You don't know the shit I go through. You ever gone through a ditch?
I lived in
6 feet of snow.
I lived in the Midwest. Do you know when
Nebraska ain't got shit on Wisconsin?
Do you know what the cutoff is for the negative wind chill temperatures to not go to school in Nebraska? -25 wind chill.
Yeah, -30 here, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, okay.
It's we got 5 degrees on your ass. What's up? What's good? What's up? What's good? What's up?
No, but, you know, when it's cold enough outside that every step you take sounds like someone's screaming.
Oh, yeah. No, the worst part is like, if you get a little bit of, like, water or eyelids and you just happen to get hit by the wind and that kind of shit, it's just like,
you get
a little water, a little bit of jersey coming out the nose, it just freezes your fucking face.
No, balaclava and goggles, no way. No,
yeah, I didn't learn that. I didn't learn that until I started construction. I had to be outside, otherwise I wasn't I wasn't gonna be a puss like that. And like, still walk around, I don't give a fuck. -30 mph winter, and it's like, I got it. We good. Get inside the bar, and it's just like, you look like you just came off of like Star Wars Hoth and shit like that. Just fucking beard's frozen, snot stuck to your fucking cheeks and shit connected to the water that was coming out of your eyes. You're like, yeah, I'll take like 3 shots. The bartender's over here. They're like, oh, what's up?
Get this man a hot towel. You know, I'll be real. Wisconsin winter, right?
Just having fucking like steam scrape.
Having steam hot towels available to be like, here. Throw it. Oh, warm.
No, because it's fucking ill. I'm saying
that
when your face gets hit by that cold for that fucking long and you take immediate, like, watery heat to it, dude, it's like, I swear to God, you'll burn your fucking skin. That's what it feels like. It just burns. Like, holy fuck.
You're supposed to.
Because your skin just reacts differently.
I know, you're supposed to react.
No bitch. Mommy raised no bitch. You just straight up. And you scream. They scream just.
I hope TikTok doesn't ban my ass because I don't. You know what? I'll be real. I don't want them to ban me. Period. But if they ban me,
because you gotta be. You'd be like, hey, you gotta start over again.
If I cash out my money and they ban me, then I'm gonna be like. I'm like, as long as I can get that $580, because that's a. I don't care what anyone says. $580 from just doing social media shit for 1 month, and the last
it's pretty
month,
good.
And the last month I did, though the last week of October was shitty, but other than that, it was great.
All right, hold on, I'm gonna run my fridge quick.
He's grabbing more.
I'll be fast.
We can grab it.
We got 10 more minutes. He's so retarded.
Thank you.
He is something else, podcasters. This is how Jang the podcast is. It's just a Discord call at this point.
Oh.
I'm excited.
Discrimination. You're being discriminative towards rich people.
What?
I can't even leave my room without getting something. What the fuck?
What?
Yeah, I can walk out my room and motherfucker's like, oh, the fucking fryer's broke. You gotta buy a new one.
No, why? It's not my
I'm baking potatoes right now. I don't know, like the air. Fucking.
The air fryer broke? I mean, air fryers are what? 35?
It works! It works because it broke, but then I punched the fucking, like, side where the fucking number thing is. Yeah.
If you're gonna have to buy a new one at that point, yeah.
No, it works. It totally fucking works. It's banking shit. It works. You just don't touch the damn number dial. I punched it, and it's as long as you plug it in, it does what it needs to do. You just gotta set
that
a timer for like
fire
you watch.
Fire hazard.
Nah, we Gucci.
Oh,
I got cats.
God.
I got cats.
Got
cats.
That's not...
They'll tell me if there's a fire. Trust
cats.
Me.
No.
Cats don't like fire. Cats don't like fire.
Do you know
cats,
what someone said?
You know, if there's a fire.
I had a Christian dude say, like, with a conversation, I was like, do you like cats? I'm like, no, I'm Christian. Because cats are the devil. It's the joke.
I have a black cat, and I speak for everybody that owns a black cat. They're the sweetest, most lovable cats you'll ever own. They're fucking annoying.
There's this tortoiseshell cat. With a little baby kitten, maybe it was like what I think like a few weeks old. It was getting bigger.
Yeah.
But it was so cute because every morning, because I was spending time in Texas, every morning we were over at their house. Every morning it would nestle up right there in the crook of my neck and purr, and I'm like, dude, this is not helping me stay awake because it's so cute, and I fell asleep. The cutest. And the cat's name is Cleo. It's already had some kittens. No, it's not. It hasn't had kittens yet.
See, I don't have a cat that kill. My cats are just assholes when it comes to waking
you up. It's pregnant with kittens. And it was a funny story. The dad, who got that cat, Cleo, pregnant, did something wrong to Cleo. And Cleo lit his ass up. This cat...
She wasn't having it.
No, for 4 straight hours was terrorizing the dad. Just terrorizing. Anytime she would find him, she wouldn't use claws or scratch or anything. She would just do bat, 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 bat. Screw you. You got me pregnant. Just all unknown.
How are you going to leave me with these kids when I'm child support? You raggedy ass motherfucker.
No, but Cleo definitely let him know, hey, you fucked up whatever he did. He fucked up. They behave well around each other now. They're fine. They're a married couple. But regardless...
They went to marriage counseling?
They're cats.
That's a fucking fruit fly. Damn it. Yeah.
Did you not
get him? No, I didn't get him. No, I didn't get his ass. Oh my God. He dodged my ass.
You could do the sugar water trap for him. Like the soapy sugar water. It works.
Doesn't fucking work. These fucking fruit flies are next gen, dude. They've evolved. They don't go for
what
that shit. Don't go for that either. I've tried everything.
How about a moldy...
Yeah, I got his punk ass.
Yeah.
Wah! Fucking pitch me for the next ninja movie out there.
Rip audio, no, rip headphone users.
Oh yeah, sorry about that.
But
forgot.
Yeah, I love I don't care what happens if
you have the same fucking drink the whole fucking episode. I've pounded half a 20 pack.
I'm drinking. You've drank.
Weak.
That is your third beer. Since we,
I just walked away with 3.
Okay,
and the viewers will attest to this because they'll fucking go back and look at it. They'll be like, "Holy shit!" And then they're gonna look back at like the other fucking 4 I've nailed, and they're just gonna.
This is 1 ounce. This is.
What, you telling me I gotta bring the fucking case in here to keep
you?
Second cup, I'll fucking drown another 6.
This is 2 ounces, 2 shots of Woodford Reserve whiskey, which is delicious, by the way. It's
all I hear is you don't want to try to drug drink a Wisconsinite.
Half ounce. No,
you're afraid. You're afraid.
No, I'm not afraid. Quarter.
You're
ounce,
afraid.
Jameis. No.
He's
no.
Afraid.
Shut the fuck up. It's like a quarter.
Meet me on the battlefield.
It's a quarter ounce of Fireball to give the cinnamony taste. It's orange bitters, and we put the Great Value maraschino cherries in it. Like
yeah.
A little bit, and
oh, yeah.
just a tiny bit
what you gotta do is you gotta ferment them fuckers for like 4 or 5 years in the fucking jar,
not,
and
no,
then
on,
throw them
on,
in
on,
and
on,
eat
no,
it.
No, 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 fuck that. I'm not from Wisconsin. I don't ferment.
Don't be
shit.
A coward.
I'm not a fucking coward. I like
you. Be a coward.
I
sound like a coward.
As German as I am, I don't. I'm not the type of motherfucker to ferment things that shouldn't be fermented.
See, you don't come from an element of cold, there, Sonny. If you came from the
element
of cold.
I'm
German. No, not culture. I said cold.
Cold? I'm sorry.
The element of cold.
Everything in Europe is baloney'd.
But I mean, like, you don't come from where I
don't.
That's all there is to fucking do is drive tractors and punch deer in their face in November.
I want to
sometimes
start.
Tackle a cow.
If I own some property, I will have some livestock.
You ever try to tackle a cow?
I haven't given the chance, but I will tackle one that's trying to get away.
I don't fucking recommend it.
Oh,
takes about three. Well, I mean, if you get him up by the head and shit, that works. But I think that's really cruel. I prefer to just kind of like NFL style and hit him in the chest.
What do you mean? Hit him in
it's
the
fair.
Chest.
It's fair. No, just it's square up with that motherfucker.
No, if I'm
I've having, never won. I've never I'm, won. I'm just saying. No,
there was this farmer.
But I think it's fair.
I was this farmer.
It's honorable.
He had to run over. He ran over his Black Angus beef sow. And by the way, this is like one of the lightweight like sport like ATVs. By the way, these are cows. These cows can handle a lot. This cow was not hurt. It was more, its pride was hurt because it had an ATV on top of it, and the farmer's like, "You're an idiot. You're an idiot." You know that? Like, cows are pretty hard.
Well, they're tough as fuck. They're tough as fuck. But
they go through
really
so many
dumb,
medical
yeah.
issues. Flipped intestine, worm issues. I don't want to have cattle.
But they
yet.
Taste
cattle.
So good.
Oh, yes, but cattle, not cattle yet. I don't want to have cows. But
have you been around cows?
Yes, but here's the thing.
They're really cool. Like once they get to know you, like cows are really cool.
Yeah, I don't have them. Well, I don't want to see. Here's the thing: the ones I'm going to be the types I would be selling or slaughtering, I'm not going to be as relationed with because I'm not trying to keep it. Our milk cow. If I ever get a milk cow, I'm going to be best friends with that cow because I want it to be.
Oh, dude, fresh milk is so delicious. It's so good.
But here's the thing: I want other things first. I want chickens. I want at least maybe either goose or duck, but gooses are assholes, so I'm probably just going to go with ducks.
No, gooses are shit. They like you, but ducks are
no,
awesome.
No, goose are always temperamental.
Ducks no, trust me. If a goose likes you, it's the best fucking property defense, though. Like, envision,
no,
like, an attack dog,
we're talking
but
about,
a goose will tell you what's up before you know what's up.
I want, no, goose defense.
A goose
straight.
Out there fighting, motherfucker,
yeah,
like, that's, I, their, that's
gonna,
their way they
gonna
fight.
Have, we're going to have a... if I have property, I'm going to either have an Italian Corso or a Kangol.
Which I can hook you
but
up
Kangol,
with a guy.
But a Kangols are better because they're great for cold and hot weather too, but they're tough as shit. They're called wolf killers for a reason.
Fuck.
Two, a female and a male Kangol can kill a fucking hyena. A singular hyena, by the way, not a pack.
Listen, last I checked, we can kill bears now, so I'm not surprised by this.
The bears.
I mean, Billy. Or
shit, no,
was
there was a
Wild Bill. Wild Bill.
A,
I know. Wild Bill killed him. Killed a bear with his bare hands.
No.
Wild
no.
Bill killed a bear with his bare hands. And the Japanese. But the
Japanese.
I know. You're talking about the Japanese guy.
No, I'm not talking about the Japanese guy. I'm talking about the Kangol that there was a snowy weather. This Kangol, there was a bear chasing this guy, and the guy went away. But the Kangol squared up with this bear and was fucking, yeah, and was holding his own. But if you look up a Kangol, if you go, by the way, people who are listening to the podcast, if you go right now, Google Kangols, farm Kangols, you'll see them wear the coyote collars, which is a giant, by the way, the most metal thing in the universe, is a gigantic collar with giant metal spikes around it, so that when,
so they can't bite, yeah.
So they can't bite the neck, and if a coyote or even a pack of coyotes try biting that collar, they're not going to be having a fun time. But a Kangol can hold his own. I want that as property defense. But I want chickens. I want a duck. Some ducks, right? I want some pigs because pigs are A, delicious. B, they're
pigs are disgusting. They're filled with fucking rancid shit. They really are. Like, pigs are just a horrible fucking meat. I grew up as a butcher in high school. That was my thing. I've done a lot of butchery throughout my life. I worked in the meat industry. I will tell you right now, pigs are disgusting.
Yes,
I eat horse before I eat pig. I'm telling you right now.
But
a horse is delicious.
But here's
so is alligator. Alligator
I'm not
is gonna
eat horse.
Scrumptious.
I'm not going to eat horse because that's relatively expensive to do. Okay?
And a lot of people consider it to be taboo, too. It's just
it
like,
is, it is,
I fucking
is,
hate horses.
Super taboo.
I fucking hate horses.
No,
I don't give a shit.
You really want to keep that on the internet?
I mean, Canadians eat horse meat, so
I don't.
I literally live in Canada, damn near. So
I'm
you can't judge
saying,
me.
I'm not gonna eat horse meat. I don't know where you're going.
I'm not saying
I'm
no.
Not,
I
listen,
mean,
if
would
I'm
you
the
eat
fucking,
a scorpion,
motherfucker? If I'm the one making the fucking pigs, I'm gonna be feeding.
But hold
some
on,
relatively
hold on.
Good
in
shits.
A hypothetical, but in a hypothetical situation, would you eat a bowl of crickets or just a teeny bite of horse meat?
Crickets, because they're a really great source of protein.
Shut the fuck
yes,
up!
Crickets aren't bad, they're crickets.
No! No!
We're two different completely.
That is disgusting. Yo, I ain't need no damn bugs. I swear to God.
Oh, you're such a
Dahmer. The people. I will go Jeffrey Dahmer, the people Dahmer, if I don't have no meat for my dinner.
No.
Nobody's safe around me. I shit you not. We me and you on an airplane. I'm telling you right
now, but you're saying
we crash and I can't get a deer and I can't get a deer.
Motherfucker, you're on this point saying that fucking pigs are disgusting. I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
I don't give a fuck. If I'm the one.
I wasn't on the point of that
anymore. But if I'm no, but you're thinking I'm going to be buying these pigs from someone else. No, I'm going to be raising the pigs. If I'm.
I get that.
If I'm raising the pigs, I know what's in them.
Dude, pigs are assholes when they're young. Pigs are assholes when they're young, though.
Well, yeah, that's any animal. But there's this one pig that a friend of mine owns.
Puppies and kittens are awesome.
Bacon. She's the female's called Bacon. Is anywhere close to encroaching 850 pounds. Fucking. But they're not going to kill
it's
her.
It's a fucking hogzilla.
They're not going to butcher her. They're going to breed her.
Well, I mean, sounds like she's got great genetics, so yeah, I'd probably do the same shit.
Absolutely, and she's going to be, bred, and then she'll either,
You got to get goats. That way you got to mow your lawn.
Yes, and I'm going to have a big property. I don't think there are going to be enough goats to do that, but...
Trust me, 20 goats can fuck up a good acre.
A great source of dairy protein. I can make soaps. I can do all this other shit that can.
You sound like you're like somebody that should just move out to Washington where it has a good grow climate.
Washington? No.
See, I got a job offer to go out to Montana.
I would not. I would love to be like if I have the property, it's gonna be in Montana.
I got a job offer to go to Montana. It is insane. They want me to move out there, but it's $50 an hour.
How much is rent?
There's not really apartments and shit like that. And it's around Bozeman. There's per diem with it too. Oh yeah.
But here's the thing.
I'm relocating, the per diem would get there. Yeah, they'd help with some of the relocation. But I was looking at like one bedroom houses because that's on average what there is out there at the moment.
Have you thought about?
And they're running at like $1,900 a month.
Have you thought about just getting like a cheap camper? Fixing it
up. I've thought about it, but that's something I gotta buy off the spot.
Well, I mean, you can always buy.
I got money going.
Other good bones, and gut it, put some new stuff in it. Shouldn't be too difficult with your knowledge and friends and people you know, and then have it and do that, and you can earn money.
Shit,
this man's gonna start a fire in his house.
But no, we good. I got calluses.
Yeah, but as I said, like this is pretty much the length of the podcast. We're at an hour and 26 minutes.
Oh, we got another like fucking 30 minutes.
Yeah, no, another 10 minutes.
I'd say 30. It's just getting good. We're shooting the shit finally.
We've been shooting shit for an hour and a half, but I have other things to do tonight.
Okay. Stroking it.
No, not November. Hey, you know the circumstance. Someone is coming to visit. I'm not going to say details, but you know what I'm talking about. All right. But it's no not November. Okay, I ain't doing that.
We fit a bust a nut.
Nah, I've gotten past the first week of being incessantly hormonal, and I'm past that now. I'm okay.
Yeah, your TikTok was kind of like. You made a few videos. You got a couple hundred thousand views. He was like, "All right, I've chilled out."
Not that. chilled out, as in like. Okay, it's not.
Conversations like this are
never gonna allow me to do politics, asshole.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry. Me talking about how, hey, if guys don't jerk off for a while when they do it in a regular schedule, your body's gonna be
I would vote for a guy that's more fucking real about what he's talking about than somebody that doesn't want to be real about what they're talking about.
If
someone brings this shit up,
No, if I'm ever in voting for, doing office, right?
I was thinking about doing the same shit now that I'm of age to do it. Hold on.
If I ever run for office and they kink shame me, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be on that debate stage. Damn, Jonathan, I didn't think you'd be the one to kink shame. First of all, my sex life shouldn't be in the middle of a debate stage talking about what I'm going to do for But since we're here to talk about it, how's that divorce been? I'm not going to say that on the debate stage.
No,
that
is bad. No, you run with it. No, you got to run. You gotta know how to play a crowd. You gotta Donald Trump is the definition of playing a crowd on a political stage.
You run with that on a political stage. You're giving them fuel. I'm gonna make a quick, quirky joke.
I'm
gonna say that are you king shaming me right now? And then everyone laughs, and then we move on.
I guess.
And also say, hey, my sex life is not subject to discussion. I have another fire.
Fire solved.
Is it a fire starting in your ashtray or something?
Per se.
What are you dumping your spear on?
Tannerite?
Yeah, sure. Tannerite can burn and it doesn't explode.
Yeah, I know. No. It's just fucking, it's just an ashtray that's a little bit filled.
But
I'm not here all the time to use it, and the only time I smoke in here is when we're having the podcast. Yeah.
Well, now it's not. It's definitely soaked in beer.
Smells better than shit.
Yeah, I've been... Oh, here's a good thing about the ATF... Before we leave, ATF stuff. If you've been listening to, like, gun stuff, ATF has been losing a bunch of court cases. They're probably going to lose their right of restricting SBRs. They're losing their right to restrict lower receivers like they've been doing. There's a Texas lawsuit saying, hey, they can't restrict, like, you're going to destroy our business if you restrict this law that doesn't even need to be restricted, and ATF doesn't have the technical power to even enforce it. So the Texas judge has added 80% arms, which if you're a gun person, which is a gigantic company that sells a ton of gun kits and lower receivers, and also 80% lower receivers and jig kits and everything and anything you want if you make your own personal firearm that's not meant to be sold. But they're calling it... I love how they call it. It's like the Democrats' best and favorite term now is ghost gun. No, it's none it's none of your fucking business. If I want to sell my firearm, I'll get it serialized, and then I can sell it. But other than that, I'll just keep it. Do you know how many gun owners like selling guns? No one. We collect. More than likely, I would do if I want to get rid of it is I take it apart, gut it for other guns. And then the lower receiver's just going to sit in a safe. Like, that's the end of the day. Like, it shouldn't be the fucking government's business, and it isn't. Mind your business, feds. Someone called me a fucking fed the other day. That shit. You could call me, but almost worse than calling me a Nazi. Don't call me a fucking fed. Thank the federal government. Federal government hasn't done shit for me, my family, or anyone, for that matter.
Not a damn one of us, to be honest. Every American right now that is listening to this podcast,
understand this. You have what? Answer this question in your mind, quietly to yourself. What has happened since Biden has become president? You have less
money. My paychecks got smaller.
Not the paychecks.
My cost of living gone up.
Everything. Food.
Fucking oil. Gas, we ain't got no fucking oil.
Cost of living. Interest rates.
Goddamn Saudi Arabians are being assholes.
Honestly, we should be oil dependent, and I don't know why we haven't stopped because they're so fucking morally conscious about
fracking. Well, we were fucking becoming oil dependent. Then Biden got in office, and then that just shit to fucking handbasket.
We fucking could have been oil dependent, but they're so conscious. Oh, fracking, it's illegal. Ah, fuck. I don't understand why
this
political urge to fucking cooperate with OPEC. With people who funded 9/11, with a prince that has a stick so far up his ass because he obviously likes being. I'm sorry, every Saudi prince does the same thing. Okay, it's the joke. Little boys, they do it all the fucking time. It's gross. It's nasty. But then they say, oh, homosexuality is against the Muslim faith, and yet you do it anyway behind closed doors. You're not a royal. You're a rich guy who's in power. Get it right, you little brat. Ban me from Saudi Arabia. I don't need to go.
I would never go there to fucking begin with.
No, I would love to go there because there's a lot of historical sites because I'm a history
nerd. Well, I guess Mecca and shit like that. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
No, I mean, not even just Mecca. Just more, again, historical sites. There are some other things. But like,
there's a lot of other things there.
Like, I'm sorry. I don't believe...
I grew up in a very religious family, so I enjoy seeing religious sites myself.
This whole royal aspect. No one fucking takes that serious anymore. The only royal anyone liked in this fucking world died. I actually like Queen Elizabeth because she's nice to Americans. She liked America. She did a lot of nice things through her fucking incredibly long tenure.
Do you just notice that one of my arms is much bigger than...
I know which arm you jerk off with now.
No, it's actually my left.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I'm right down. I'm ambidextrous, but I've been looking at this. I'm just like, is this camera angle? Or is like I'm
noticing it.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
You need to, like, work on one arm.
Yeah, this is fucking weird, dude. What
if you're right arm dominated, I think it's because it's just a normal thing. What about me? Hold on. It's pretty much the same.
Yeah, you look normal. I look like a fucking freak. This is fucking weird.
Yeah, well.
Well, I guess I'm going to start. Where's my cat? I'm just going to start lifting it up and down. I got to jerk off more, I guess.
Nah, I mean, it's not November. How about you wait?
I know. I brought that up because the amount of time I was spending here looking at this shit, I know Tam will ever watch the videos. He's going to be like, yeah, your arm. What the fuck is wrong with your arms? He's going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with my arms? Oh, this is cringe. This is weird. I got my grandma little arm. Grandma little arm type shit.
Thank you for stopping by to the episode today. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Make sure to check out the episode episodes.
I just realized I got body dysformity.
Soon on Spotify, on my TikTok and my Twitter page. If you want to know, I'll have it pinned on the Twitter for the podcast schedule so everyone knows when to watch it.
What the fuck?
You know that one monster from fucking Left 4 Dead that only has one giant arm and then the tiny little like you know what I'm talking about? They smash people.
My arm's even still stuck up. Yeah, this is just fucking cringe, dude. I'm never wearing a t-shirt again.
Let me see the other arm.
It's just this is just fucking weird.
But both like flex buff. Oh my god, your right hand is so much bigger. What the fuck? That's insane.
Well, my